Yesterday was absolutely insane. I was driving back from a Champion Crusher Jeep Dodge Ram. I was out there, and I got this Jeep Sahara, which is awesome. You can see, actually, on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. I'm driving around doing my thing, and I'm coming back with one of our sales guys. His name's Blaze, and we're like, oh, okay, what's this? It looked like there was some kind of an accident at an intersection. We couldn't see because other cars were in front. It was a three-car accident. Somebody went like 45, 50 miles per hour, T-boned somebody else. Alex, this, I think it was like an S10, like a smaller truck, not a giant, like jacked up bro country truck, but this truck rolled end over end three times. This older lady was stuck on the passenger side. Like, she was in her seat, but sideways. Her wheels were like spinning because her foot was on the gas. We thought she was knocked out. She probably was a little dizzy.
Yeah.
But there's smoke going. There's fluids. We don't know what it
is. I've never seen a wreck like that in real life.
Me neither, just in movies. And we roll up and we're like, I don't know, like my adrenaline pumped in. Have you ever been in a near accident or in an accident and you freak out? Like, you know how your adrenaline gets pumping?
Yeah.
It's really close. Or if you actually get hit. I've been in both.
It's a horrible feeling.
Your heart is just pounding. And that's how I was. I wasn't even in it. So we
I thought this whole time you were in the wreck.
No, it was just in front of us. No, thank God that we were just slightly off, because that could have been us, because it wasn't the lady's fault that got hit. It was some other idiot who knows what they were doing. And I'm going to put video. You can see this on our Instagram story. I'll put it up there in just 1 second, at Joe and Alex Show. Just insane. The cops come, the fire department's there. But Alex, eight of us people, us guys, and I'm not trying to be a hero, even though, I mean, if you want to call me one, I'll certainly take the recognition.
Of course.
Because it is certainly due. We rock it slowly. We start rocking this truck back and forth, and eventually we rock it to stand up. We open the door, and we bring the lady out, and she's okay. Like, she was adrenaline
pumping.
You
removed her? I thought you were never supposed to move somebody like that because they could have a broken neck and stuff.
If they're going to sue, I had nothing to do with this. But that's what we were thinking. But she's like, okay. But the truck was smoking, so you're not supposed to move somebody. But what if the truck catches on fire?
Yeah.
I don't want her to be burnt up like a barbecue.
How long did it take, like, police and stuff to get there?
They were there within, like, 3 minutes.
Oh,
so
okay.
It was a pretty quick response time. But it freaked me out. But I'm wondering, 833-JOE-ALEX, I don't know if anybody will do this. And listen, if you're humble and you don't want to brag, don't look at it that way. We just want to hear about the situation where either you were helped rescued, somebody helped save you. Not just a flat tire, but like an accident, something crazy like that.
Were you rescued or did somebody rescue you? That's the question.
I would like to, yeah, because Alex, I just could not believe, like, after the fact, you hear these crazy stories of people's adrenaline rushing and pumping, and where you hear like a man lifted a truck off of a kid or something like that. And I can see how that really happens, because something happens, it triggered you, and you just flipped it over.
I was obsessed with the show. I don't know if anyone will remember this show, but when I was little, I loved the show Rescue 911.
Yes, it's old as hell. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep.
That was my show. I mean, I'm talking like 4 years old. I was very little,
it's
and
old.
I was obsessed. So, because I was a true murderino, even as a baby, I loved Rescue 911, and I loved Unsolved Mysteries, and I would make my parents put those on for me and watch them. I mean, I was a weirdo.
I remember the episode where the little girl ran through the glass front door. Do you remember that episode?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember a cat getting stuck in a vent. I remember that one.
Will they make it in time before Mittens?
They need to remake that show.
I also remember somebody getting their hand or something stuck in a toilet.
Well, we've all been there before. I don't think that's that big of a Rescue 911 situation. No, I know what you're talking about. That was a great show. But I'm wondering, have you ever had a situation where you just roll up, you're like, whoa, I got to jump into action because I am so, you know what was the coolest thing? It was great to see everybody, because all we hear is bad news. It was cool. White, black, green, yellow, like all these different people coming together, helping out this old lady, flip her vehicle, get her there. We're all like, do you need to call somebody? Just, it felt so great just to help out your fellow man or woman. So I just couldn't believe we were in that situation, because driving up on it, I'm like, oh, who's this idiot? Some stupid accident. And it's like, oh, this poor lady almost got killed. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Tara.
Hey, tell us about what happened.
All right. I was 2 when it happened, but I remember like it was yesterday for some reason. But I was 2 and I was climbing in the back seat of my cousin's car, and I fell through the floorboard head first, and I was dragged like 5 miles before they even knew it.
What?
And like I didn't feel any pain. Like I remember just like hanging underneath there and just like not understanding what was going on. And then when we pulled up to where we were supposed to be, they realized it. And my older cousin, he was gay at the time, and we didn't know it. But he had this, like, really nice suit on. He was going for a job interview, and he didn't want to climb under the car and get me. Well, the lady he was with at the time was like 300 pounds, and they had like this little bitty black car and couldn't get underneath there to get me either. So finally, the guy climbed underneath there and got me, and I was in like a whole body cast and like I'd be scrubbed in like this metal bathtub. It was horrible.
Bless
I still have
heart.
A little scar from it. Yeah.
So wait, was it just like my dad had an old F-150 back in the day, and like the floorboard rusted out? Was that
That's
what happened?
That's what I was thinking. It must have been rusty.
I don't know. I really don't remember that part. Like, I know they had, like, one of the rugs on top of it, so, like, you couldn't see the hole. And, like, I got out of my seat and went to climb, or so I was climbing around the back seat. I don't know what really happened, but I do remember falling through it. And, like, it was the crazy part to me is that, like, I remember hanging underneath it and not feeling no pain, but I guess I was being dragged the whole time.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I had to have a whole body cast and everything, yeah.
That is insane. So.
I know. It's crazy.
When I was 6 years old, I wanted to be rescued. I wanted attention. So I walked to the end of our road and laid on the very top of a ditch next to the road and did not move for several minutes like I was a dead person.
Oh my God, what is wrong with Alex as a kid?
I wanted to see if anybody would stop and rescue me. Nobody did.
Nobody came. What was your maximum time that you're going to be out there for? Like, how long were you going to give yourself?
I waited for like 3 or 4 cars to pass and nobody stopped. Finally, after a while, I think somebody did. And then I got scared. So I got it because I was scared I was going to get in trouble. They were going to tell my mom what I was doing. But, you know, nothing has changed. I'm still looking for attention everywhere I go.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.